take full control. In Jesus' name, amen. Looking at verse number 17 in St. Mark chapter number 16, dealing with these signs and wonders, verse number 17 says this. It says, "And these signs shall follow them that," do what? "That believe." These signs shall follow them that believe. "In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." Now, there's a couple of things we want to look here. First of all, we want to pull out verse number 17. We want to look at the word signs, because these are the signs that's relating to the believer. These two words we want to look at. The first one talking about signs. Signs are landmarks. Signs are a directional point. Signs are indicators. Also, signs are miracles, and they are supernatural things. Supernatural meaning to be set apart, something that's distinguishable. The miracles are wonders sent from God. Now, we have to understand when it says to the believer that these things shall follow them, these signs, indicators, there are miracles that will follow the believer. And he talks about how we are to be casting out the devils and speaking with new tongues. Now, I have to say to us, oftentimes when we see that word, we talk about speaking with new tongues. In this particular text here, there's only three places in the Bible that really reveals about speaking in an unknown language, all right? So here, these tongues mean a language. You have to know that everybody, and I want to make this very clear because everybody do not speak in tongues. Can I get an amen? Amen. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, all right? But I'm telling you, as I was sitting there last night, and 8 wee hours in the morning, I was sitting there, and I kept thinking about this thing, and I said, okay, Lord, these new tongues. I said, you know, those three places in the Bible, and I want you to follow up on that. It talks about when the Jews was given the sign, and when it talked about the Holy Spirit was being, when it spoke about the upper room, when they were up in the upper room, then when the Holy Spirit was, they were endowed with the Holy Spirit, then it dealt with tongues, so they came down upon them. The next place, it also talked about when the Gentiles received that same type of sign, when Peter was speaking to them, because the Jews was not going to accept what the Gentiles were saying if they say they were saved, all right? And then there's a third place also there when it talks about speaking in an unknown tongue. But this is the one thing I come across, and I thought about it first, and then I began to research it. Do we not know that there's nowhere in the Bible that says Jesus Christ spoke in tongues? I searched it. I looked for it. There's nowhere there that says that Christ spoke in tongues. Not saying that, you know, those that God has given that gift, not saying that, but the mere fact that everybody don't speak in the real tongue, because, see, you got a lot of fake going on, too, right? Y'all do know that, right? Because I don't believe that you can take somebody in the back room and teach them how to speak in tongues. That's man. So there's something wrong with that picture, right? Something's wrong with that. But a lot of churches do that. But we also think about how people believe that it's only given, Mark chapter number 16 was only given to the apostles. Well, that's not true. So here we're going to the book of St. Luke. We're teaching ministry. St. Luke chapter number 10. Let's go to St. Luke chapter number 10. St. Luke chapter number 10. And we're going to look at verse number 1. Thank you, sir. Verse number 1 in St. Luke chapter number 10. Verse number 1 says, "After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and set them two and two before his face into every city and place wherever he himself would come." So here this, he's sending out even more to deliver. All right. Now look at verse number 4 in Luke chapter number 10, verse number 4. Because he talks about we as believers have the authority, have the power to cast out devils. Do y'all know you got that kind of power? As a believer, you can cast out. One thing we need to understand, too, is when anytime you bind, see, we got to know where what scripture goes with what scripture. Because you don't want anything that you're going to bind to you. If you want devils, when you're going to cast a devil out of someone, or we'll say, well, we bind that devil. No, you don't want to bind up no devil. Because if that person has a devil, that means you are attaching it, that demonic force, to that individual. When you're binding something, you're attaching something. So therefore, you want to cast it out. To cast it out, that means it's going to be gone. Now, looking at verse number 4 in St. Luke chapter number 10, verse number 4, it says, carry neither purse, this is instructions to the 70, carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. When he's sending them out, he sends them out, and whenever we go out, we should go out with purpose. And when we go out in his name, not in our name. Amen. And then the scripture says, salute no man. In other words, the reason why you want to keep focus on what you're doing and not get distracted, because what happens when you begin to salute and talk to everybody along the way, you end up being distracted from your purpose. If God sends you out to do a specific thing, he didn't say stop by the wayside and talk to everybody before you fulfill what he told you to do, right? But how many people do that? We do a lot of things, but what we do not understand is that we are being distracted from the purpose that God sends us out to do, the assignment. All right? Now, dropping down to verse number 17, and we're in St. Luke 10, verse number 17. Here we're still talking about the 70. They were sent out. And the 70 returned again with, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject, meaning under, unto us through thy name. Do you not know the demonic forces is subject to you when you're using the name of Jesus? That's what the scripture says here. One thing I've learned to believe what the word of God says. Amen. So if he says those demons are subject to me, because that is what he's saying to the 70. He's saying that to us as well. It says, even the devils are subject, they're under us through the name of Jesus Christ. And then verse number 18 says, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Watch verse number 19 and 20. Verse number 19 says, behold, I give unto you what? Power. Power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of, what's that, the enemy? So we got power over the enemy, over all the power of the enemy. And then it says, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. How many of y'all believe that? That you got power. You got power over the enemy. Because oftentimes the enemy, he just runs us down, right? But the word of God tells us we got power. We got dunamis power. Sometimes people look at people and think, well, them people can. No, you got to know what's been invested in you. And you've been invested with power. And then verse number 20 says, now watch how God corrects them, because you know sometimes when we see God do miracles and we do God do some awesome things, sometimes we can get puffed up, right? Thank you, brother. You and your sister, y'all acknowledging that sometimes when we see God do some things with our hands upon it, then what literally happens is we can get puffed up. We can get puffed up. Now, verse number 20 says this, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So when we see God doing miraculous things, Don't get so high minded. Don't get the rejoicing. God said, if you're going to rejoice, you rejoice because your name is written on high. Not because the devil's a subject to you. And that is very, 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 very important. So we need to know that those demonic spirits, they are subject unto us. Amen. Amen. We're getting there. We're going there. Amen. Now, remembering this, they're under us. When we begin to speak to those spirits, they don't have a choice except to obey as long as we are using the name of Jesus Christ. As long as we're using his name. Now, also, don't do what somebody else has been trying to do. All right? Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter number 19. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter number 19, the book of Acts. We're talking about signs and wonders, signs and wonders. Acts chapter number 19, verse 13, it says, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. I'm going to read the verses, and then we're going to go back and we're going to elaborate, all right? Now, it says this in the book of Acts. They called them over, right? They called them over. Acts chapter number 19. So they called them over. They were vagabond Jews. They called themselves exorcists. And they decided to call over some evil spirit. You better be careful what you're calling over or what you're calling up. I got a story to tell you about that too. And then it says in verse number 14, it says, and there were seven sons of one Shepha, a Jew, and chief of the priests which did so. And verse 15 says, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? They took on because they've seen someone else do it, right? They saw somebody else do it. So they decided they was going to call some of them people over that had them evil spirits. But if you note in the scriptures, if you go to the next one, you'll realize this. When they called them over, those evil spirits began to talk back to them. They said, now, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But I don't know you. And when they got through jumping on them that called them over, the Bible says they run out of there naked. So when you get ready to entertain somebody that got some spirits, evil spirits, you want to make sure that you got the power, or know that you got the power, to do what you're going to do. We were in North Carolina, this is many years back, and I told this story before. And we were there, and we were praying for this lady that was sick and supposedly sick, and we did not know that she housed evil spirits. So as we got ready to pray for her, she was, before we prayed for her, she began to tell us about how when she stretched out her arms, whichever direction her arms went, that's the direction she went. It didn't even matter. She didn't have to speak with anybody. And then she began to talk about how she was able to allow her body to come out of her body and float around. And of course, there were like 18 women. We were fresh on the block. When I said fresh on the block, we had a Pentecostal pastor that came to a Baptist church. Now, you know, that's kind of impossible. But he began to tell us about demons. He began to teach us. But when we got there and we joined hands, and the lady was trying to find out who were the preachers. That she went around and she said, well, you're a preacher. And each one was saying, no, no, no. So it was time to pray. And they said, Brenda, you need to pray. And I'm like, So when we held hands, this is a true statement. This is how I know. You're going to have to tell me that demons don't exist. I know for a fact that they do. I've had experiences. okay? We held hands and began to pray. I remember hearing the word, the blood. And it was just like a tunnel. It was like I was in a tunnel and I could hear the echoing of saying, the blood. By that time, I'll never forget this, I had just bought some brand new glasses, eyeglasses. My glasses literally came off my face without any hands touching it. True story. I felt something come out of me. And I felt it was like two things begin to clash just like that. And when it did, I fell backwards. And you won't know what happened to the other 17 women. Thank you. They ran out the door, brother. They ran out the door. They ran out the door. I never forget that spirit said, I'll see you again. And y'all know what we did when we got back on the van. First thing we did, we called our pastor. And he said, I told y'all, don't be waking up nothing that you can't handle. That goes right back to those people that thought they could call somebody over, not knowing the power. Do you not know devils know who you are? They told those men that call themselves exorcists, they said, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but we don't know who you are. So you got to make sure you go packing with something. Amen. Amen. You got to go packing because they will wear you out if you don't know what you're doing. All right. Okay. All right. Now, why do we go here about signs and wonders? Why is the Lord teaching us about signs and wonders? See, those men didn't have a relationship. Okay. Now, let's go to the book of St. Mark. St. Mark chapter number 13. And we're going to look at verse number 22 and 23. We do know that we're living in the end times, right? We know we're living in the end times. We're living in the end times. Now, St. Mark chapter number 13, verse number 22 says this. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall do what? Show signs and wonders to seduce, if it was possible, even the elect. False Christs, false prophets, and this end time, trying to seduce people. They're going to be showing signs and wonders. Do you not know Satan always tried to duplicate what God has done or does? He's not an originator of nothing. He's not an originator of nothing. So we got to be careful. We have to have that discerning of the Spirit. We have to have the discerning of the Spirit. Because if we don't, we can easily be fooled by signs and wonders. Somebody might say, well, they can't fool me. Well, the scripture says, if it was possible, even the elect could be fooled. A lot of people like to run out chasing after signs and wonders, but show you what Jesus said too as well. Now, verse number 23 says, he says, but take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. God does not leave anything to a surprise. He reveals things to us. In these last days, in this end time, what is going to happen, you're going to see when that time comes, you're going to see these false prophets, false teachers doing signs and wonders. That's going to be happening. That means we've got to be rooted and grounded in the faith of Jesus Christ and know what's real and what's not real. Anybody been taken before and thought it was God speaking? Well, let me come on down. Let me put my hand up. Since y'all so holy, so religious that you're saying you ain't never been fooled, I'm going to put my hand up because I'm not going to be a liar in the house of God. We went chasing after something. Think, oh, God told me to do this. Did he? And later on we find out God didn't say nothing. That was our flesh that told us to do that. So that lets us know how easy it is to get tricked. Never, oh, Holy Spirit, I hear you. Never think we have arrived. Always be to the point where you are teachable. Because when you're not teachable, then you will mess around and find yourself in a place where you do not want to be. Deceived. The spirit of deception is going to be one of the things that's going to fool a whole lot of people that say they name the name of Jesus Christ, say they are believers, but they don't have a relationship with God. And you won't know what's real and what's not real. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Y'all, this is the time. Thank you, Lord. But God is good. I hear you, sister. Cheer me on. Thank you. Thank you. Signs and wonders. False Christ. Now, let's go to St. John chapter number 4. St. John chapter 4. See what Jesus says. St. John chapter number 4. And we're going to look at verse number 48. We're almost done. Verse number 48, St. John, chapter number 4. Verse 48 says this. Then said who? Jesus unto him. That was the man that wanted Jesus to do some healing for him. He says, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. Sometimes people think, well, God is not in the house because there wasn't a whole lot of screaming and hollering and running all over the church and falling down and bumping your head. Let me tell you, that's a game. That's a bunch of junk. Because if you go down and you get back up, same way, that's a problem. But the main thing is, he says, if it goes back what he said, Jesus said it, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. So don't get caught up. See, the only signs and wonders supposed to be is what should be following behind the believer. What's going to accomplish the believer when they go out. Follow me, it's going to come after. These things will come after. They'll be able to, you'll see deliverance. You'll lay hands up. Thank Holy Spirit, you brought this one back to me too. This has been a long one back. We went out. Of course, we at that time we called ourselves the Christian Women in Action, CIA. That's what we called ourselves, CIA, Christian Women in Action. And we goes up in this house, and we're going to pray for somebody. And there was this man that was there. It was intoxicated. And he was really disturbing the peace while we were trying to go in and minister. Lord said, go over. Lay hands. Just put your hands on him. Just put your hands on him. Just put your, just don't say nothing. Just put your hands on him. Put my hands on his head. And all the people were praying. You know what happened to the person that was intoxicated? Went right on to sleep. Right on to sleep. So I know about the power of God. Seeing him and seeing the Lord in action. But we got to be careful that we are not deceived by signs and wonders. Okay, that's what is going to be being used in the last day. We got two verses we're going to do, two books we're going to. Let's go now to the book of Revelations. Book of Revelations. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The book of Revelations, chapter number 13. And we're going to begin at verse number 13. And it's talking about here, if you're familiar with the text, how we're talking about the beast and stuff, and you have to go back and you need to read it. And this particular verse, it says, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire to come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And verse number 14 says, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by sword and did live. Now, you go back and you read that whole chapter, because what it's saying here is this. In the last days, that beast is going to be able to perform great, it didn't say ordinary wonders, it says great wonders, something spectacular, so that he can make fire come down from heaven on earth. Do you not know that was a time when two of Jesus' disciples were present with Christ, and they felt like they weren't going to be receiving Christ? And they asked Jesus, do you want us to call down fire from heaven? See, if we ever knew what kind of power we had, it would really scare us. Jesus told those two disciples of his, said, now listen, you don't know what spirit you of. Because see, they just want the fire to come down to burn up those people that was rejecting Christ. So we've got to be very careful, make sure we don't get deceived. Because in those last days, in the end time, there will be that spirit of deception. And the enemy is going to be performing signs and wonders, great signs and wonders. How many people run out of places? They got signs and wonders going on. It's amazing. Come on, let's go down there. You better make sure you know where you're going. Because you don't know. Well, I got to come down on this. You have no idea what you might come back home with. We was at a service. This is when my pastor was alive, the former pastor, the one that from the Pentecostal to a Baptist church. He said, a young lady wasn't saved when she came. They did an altar call, and she came up. He was praying for her. And all of a sudden, we had been taught, now, you plead the blood of Jesus over yourself. Keep your eyes closed. That's what we were taught. Well, lo and behold, when this young lady comes up, she accepts Jesus Christ. Next thing you know, she began to just throw up. I mean, just over and over and over. And I will never, ever forget this either. At that time, there was a lady that was there. Very, very known in the church. She up there watching. Won't see what's going on. You know what happened? That same demon that came out of that woman went into her. Then the pastor says, listen, my wife is acting strange, going up and down the hall. Had the same spirit that the woman had that ended up getting saved and all those demons came out of her. So you got to be careful where you go and what you do. Because you have no idea when people get to lay hands on folk. And thank you, Holy Spirit. I don't let any and everybody lay hands on the sisters. The Bible says lay your hand on no man suddenly. Because you might become a partaker of their sins. I don't want what somebody else got. I got enough of my own. I don't need nobody else's. So you got to be careful when you're out there and what you're doing. You got to be very careful. We're in the last days. I don't care how many folk fall out in the flow. How do you know it's real? I went to one of them services, brother. It was Benny Hinn's service. I'm young in the faith. Thank you. We all stand up. Next thing you know what happened? He got ready to pray. He just waved his hand. Everybody fell off. Come on. When Jesus performed miracles, he don't put on no show. He does it, gone. Laying hands, and everybody, woo, woo. Come on. Listen, I'm telling you real stories. When I say stories, I mean things that I have been a part of myself. I know. Get on TV. That's when all the healing takes place, on television. Think about it. Think about it. Think how easy it is to be deceived. Think about it. You think about how it's going to be in the end days, the end times, how easy it is for that spirit of deception to come about. You got to know that you know. You got to know that you know. People think I'm crazy. I got angels all through my house. My husband says, "You going to bring in another?" Yes, sir, as long as the Lord tell me to. Do I bless my house? Yes, I do. Every week. I'm going to go and I might scare some of y'all. All right, we're going to go to our last scripture, all right? Talking about signs and wonders, because that's what's going to be used in the end time. That's what's going to be used in those final hours. That's what's going to be used, that spirit of deception. Be careful what you chase, all right? It talks about how he has them to want to build an image. Yeah, about an image. And that latter part of verse number 14 said that they should make an image to the beast. Uh-huh. Which had the wound, had been wounded by a sword and did live. Been wounded. They want to make an image. Be careful what you bow to. Be careful what you bow to. Last verse. Let's go to the book of Exodus. Exodus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Exodus chapter number 20. Exodus chapter number 20. All right. It says, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." In those last days, there's going to be an image they want us to bow to. That is a direct violation of the word of God. I don't care who bow. That's on them. But when you know what the scripture says, what the God's word say, then the Holy Spirit will bring it back to your remembrance. No images. You know, people worship all kind of stuff. All kind of statues they bowing. Come on. It can't talk. It can't walk. It can't embrace you. It can't do none of that. But I tell you, who can embrace and who will speak? I can tell you about him. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the one that died for us. He is the one that loves us so much. He was willing to give up his life for us. You know, the beauty of it, it says this: while we were yet sinners, he died.